Hello.
Oh, hi, Matthew?
Yes.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. I saw that I just missed your call.
Yes, Tina, how are you?
I'm really good. How are you doing, sir?
Not bad. You got my message, and I'm just hoping to update my information. I got my new card recently, so.
No problem.
So
I can help you with that. So,
okay.
Question, for the new card, is it still 14 Sheehan Terrace for the billing address, or did that change also?
Yes, that's the same.
The same, okay. So, I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 4145.
Okay.
1900.
Got it.
0074.
Okay.
3598.
Okay, expiration?
1024.
And the code on the back?
914.
Okay. So let me get your authorization and you will be good to go. So bear with me here.
Okay. One other thing I've been meaning to call you guys about, and I know I've been with you guys for quite a while now, at least 3 or 4 years. And, you know, I've been contacted, you know, many times by other companies that seem to have a lot lower rate and seem to offer pretty much the same thing. I typically like to find one person and stick with them. Is there any newer rates or anything we can look into to see if we can bring that down a little bit? Because to be honest, that monthly payment that I'm paying does seem a little bit high, you know?
Okay. Thank you for relaying that to me. So I want to give you some options. I did get the green light on the past due payment, so you're all good to go there. So moving forward, I can put you into friends and family pricing of $249 monthly. So that would at least save you $50 a month. Of the $249,
okay.
$100 goes to Google Ads. So if you wanted to, you could remove the Google Ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. So
Google Ads. What is the Google Ads?
Okay, let me explain it to you. So you know how when you do a search online, there's a couple of companies at the top that actually say ad next to them?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So those are pay-per-click ads. So each month when you pay us, we take $100 off the top and we send it to Google to run those ads for you. We set a daily cap at somewhere around $3 a day, and that's a good thing. That's so that $100 will stretch throughout the whole month, and you'll never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month because we put a cap on it. So what happens
okay.
is each morning your ads go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't have to pay anything for it. But once people
okay.
start clicking on you and you exceed that budget, you'll rotate off
yep.
and someone else rotates on. So let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $3 a day budget. After three
yep.
people click on you, you'll rotate off. And again, that's a good thing to prevent a big bill. Now,
right.
in the interim, even if you take those ads off, you're still going
yep.
to remain on the first page locally in the Google Maps section. And with that section, it's unlimited clicks. So the more people that click on you, the more relevant you become and the better results that you'll see. So right now,
right.
you have the best of both worlds. But if you took the ads
okay.
off, you would still be on the first page in the local maps.
Okay. Do you think if I were to take that off, if I were to take those ads off, do you think that would affect me quite a bit or not really?
Well, I'll tell you the benefit to the ads is the benefit is the local map optimization that is tied into your business address, which is in Rockport. Okay, so you'll be
right.
found on the first page locally and maybe touching some of the immediate surrounding areas. But with the ads,
right.
we can run them wherever you like. So, for instance, you're being found right now from Boston, East Boston, Lynn, North Reading, Haverhill, Peabody, Rye Beach, Pride Crossing. So there are 77 different areas that you're reaching right now. So let's say that you're thinking, hey, I'd rather just stick with a book of business that's in my immediate backyard. You can take the ads off and you'd be fine. But if you like that type of a service area, then I would recommend leaving the ads on.
Okay. Because I don't typically get a lot of – I do get some calls from further areas. And to be honest, I don't even really need this advertisement. I get so much work – you know, I don't get many calls anymore from – I do, but a lot of my work is big contractors that already know me and stuff like that. And with that being said, I don't get a lot of calls from out of town. I do, you know, I do get calls from in town based on this – you know, based on being on Google, but most of it is in my area, you know.
Oh, then you'd be fine to take the ads off. And, you know, the nice thing about taking the ads off, Matthew – is you could call it any time and put them back on. It's easy. We can put ads up within, you know, 1 to 3 business days if you ever wanted to reinstate them. So it might be, you know, a more cost-effective way for you to, you know, moving forward to try it without the ads. And then if you see that your business starts dipping down, you could always call back and put them back on.
Yeah, why don't we do that? Why don't we do that? And like you said, if I need to, I can always call back and reinstate that.
Right. Yeah, I think that that's going to be a really good option for you. So I want to let you know that the amount that you just paid does include $100 worth of Google ads. So I don't want to change the subscription right now because those will start running again and you're paid in full till November 1st. So what I'll do is I'll send myself a reminder maybe the last week of October just to go in and make the adjustment for you for next month. That way you'll still get the ads until, you know, the balance runs out this month, okay?
Okay, that sounds great. That sounds great. Now, can you tell based on what you can see there as far as traffic goes for clicking on my account? Can you see that?
I'm looking at your dashboard. Have you ever been on your dashboard to see the results?
To be honest, I think I did once in the beginning, but I forget my username and I don't go on it a lot because I'm just so busy with work in general. So.
Oh, goodness. Okay. I'll send you the login. I can show you how to get on right now if you have a second. If not, you can just look at the email later. Okay, good. So if you go to my.localsplash.com.
Yep.
It will take you to a page that says username and password. Your username is your 10-digit phone number with no spaces or dashes, just the 978-810. Okay, 5122.
Okay. Yep.
And the password is all lowercase, all one word. It's web social. So WebSocial with no space in between.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Once you log in, it might take you to a page that says local / terms of experience. If you see that, just go to the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay, go all the way to the bottom and click the box that you're the authorized user on this account and hit confirm signature, and then you'll actually be in your client dashboard.
Okay.
Now, quick question. I just was looking at your website. Is your website down right now, or?
It might be because of the credit card situation.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it probably is. I probably have to call
and update with them too.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Because the reason I ask is I wasn't able to pull it up, but if you need a website in the interim, we can actually include one for you. But if you think it's just a payment issue, you could, you know, call them and get that squared away. But are you thinking?
Yeah, it definitely is a payment issue because I typically, these are all automatic and they're always paid. But with my card and with that fraud thing that I had on my card, I've been waiting for the bank to send me a new card. So it's kind of been you know, just chasing around people to
a
get
little,
them paid.
Yeah.
So.
You're trying to get caught up now, huh?
Exactly.
I understand. Okay.
Exactly.
So are you on the page now that says local
finance
reporting? Okay. So you can plug around these different sections. It says 60 listings, That is all the directories that we have you on. 123 Google listing actions. If you click on that, the 123, you'll see some results, 25. But it, at the top where it says export, there is a little button that says last 6 months. If you open up the drop down and hit all time, it will show you 123 Google listing actions. Now, right below that, you'll see a pie chart that says total views, 3,039. So over the years that you've been working with us, you've been found on the first page of Google 3,039 times, and you've had 123 actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. Now, these 30 calls, that doesn't mean that you've only gotten 30 calls, but what that means is sometimes if someone does a search on a smartphone, rather than dialing the number, they'll just click on it and it'll automatically call you. So Google will track that. Okay?
Right.
So if you go back to the main screen, you'll see.
How do I go back?
You can hit home at the top, or you can hit your back button, whatever's easier. But you see at the top where it says home, leads, website. So if you click on home, and I want to point out something to you. The reason it says zero local leads is when we build a site for a client, there's a contact form on the site that people can fill out, and they would get notified that there's a lead coming through their site. Since you've been using your own website all these years, your leads are coming through that site. So we're not tracking it. But that's the only reason this says zero, so I don't want you to panic there. if you look on where it says 602 Google ad clicks and click on that. This is that component, and it, again, go to the drop down next to export and change it from 6 months to all time.
Okay.
And you'll see that you've been found 42,142 times, and you've had 602 clicks to your site. And then so this is from the ads that you just, you know, wanted to remove, but I just wanted to show you this. Because we're tracking the results coming in from the ads, from the local listing. And then if in the lower right is where I was getting those 77 areas, you can see of the 42,142 times you were found, 7,792 came from Boston, 6,694 East Boston. Now, what some people do to get more bang for their buck out of the ads is they condense the service area. So let's say, for example, I'm in Los Angeles, but I want to target Beverly Hills or Hollywood because I know those are high-end areas. I can run ads in just those areas, and that way my budget is going to stretch farther than just setting like a radius and being found in 77 areas that maybe I'm not doing business in, if that makes sense.
Right. Okay. It does, yes.
Yeah.
It
so, does. And then if you go back again to the main page or go hit up at the top where it says home, the only area that you're really lacking is in the reviews. When I click on that and I filter it to all time, you do have a five-star rating, but nothing fresh posted since 2019. That might be affecting your conversion because there could be companies up there next to you that have a lot of, you know, fresh reviews and you haven't had one since 2019. So I'm going to send you a little review generator email, and it's really cool because it'll say, you know, thank you for using Roby Electric LLC. If you're happy with our service, please click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will fill that out, and it's only going to take you a couple of fresh ones coming in to really impact your conversion too, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
So but I think we have a good game plan.
Definitely. Even though I'm not touching a lot, you know, I am, you know, being seen a lot of areas and things like that, and it might seem to have dipped down in a little bit, My work has, over the past 4 or 5 years, has increased by like 10 times. Cause obviously I started 4 years ago and my profit seems to double every year. So, if you meet one person on it, if you meet one person on here and they call you, they refer you to other people. So,
it's worth it. Definitely. Okay. So no worries. At least I'm helping you out with the pricing a little bit. You're a loyalty client of ours. You've been with us for several years, so I don't mind doing that for you. So moving forward, starting in November, you'll just be paying the $149 rate, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Tina. I appreciate all your help.
You're welcome. And do me one favor, Matthew. When you talk to your web developer, if there's another problem with the site other than the fact that the payment wasn't going through, let me know so that we can put one up here for you, because I'd hate to have people click on it and not be able to reach you that way. So, you could call me back, or you could even send me an email or a text message. Hey, Tina, it didn't pan out with my web guy. I need a new site, and we'll get that up and running for you, okay? But I want you to, kind of call them first and see if you can get the one you had reinstated.
Right. Okay. I will definitely do that. I'm glad you pointed that out. And I'm going to check on that next. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, good. Well, I definitely enjoyed talking to you. Call me in the future if you have any questions. And in the meantime, have a great rest of your week too. Okay.
You too. Thank you very much, and take care.
Thank you. You too. Okay. Bye-bye.